Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 6th, 2017. Today is Monday in the first week of Lent. One of the psalms appointed for today by the daily office is Psalm 41. And as I was reading it this morning, here is the verse that stood out to me. Verse 12. In my integrity, you hold me fast and shall set me before your face forever. That verse stuck out to me for a couple of reasons. One, I was intrigued by the use of the word integrity. I wanted to see if that was indeed the English word that got used in a number of different translations of the Psalms. And it turns out that the preponderance of the translations that I had access to do translate the Hebrew word in this verse as integrity. And then the second question I had is, do I really know what the word integrity means? It's one of those words that we use a lot in day-to-day language, but maybe we have assumed it has a meaning that it doesn't necessarily have. So that sent me to a couple of dictionaries, and I found that there were really sort of two streams of definitions to the word integrity. The first had to do with moral uprightness, a sense of honor, being a person who had a high standard of ethics, a person who was clear in their code of conduct. But the second definition that appeared in a number of different dictionaries was the one that really captured me, which was, a person of integrity is someone who is whole and undivided, integrated. There is a deep connection between what the person says and what the person does. And because of this connection between how the person presents themselves and then how the person behaves, people come to trust that person as a person of honor, as a person of character, as a person of integrity. And the psalmist, in sort of speaking to God, gives us this sense that it is in this integrated, is within this context of being an integrated person, of consistency between word and deed, that the relationship with God is solidified. I think that's pretty interesting, particularly that in the beginning of the psalm, the psalmist talks about the state of blessedness for the one who considers the poor and needy. One of the things that we often struggle with the spiritual life, is we tend to want to abstract it from the moment-by-moment, day-to-day experience of living. That somehow the spiritual life puts us on a higher plane. We live in that land of perpetual afterglow, or we live in a state of bliss, or we are constantly sort of humming along, not connected with the world around us. But that is a far cry. That notion of spirituality is a far cry from what we read in the scriptures. Spirituality in the scripture is inexorably connected to the here and now, the day-to-dayness of life. The person of integrity, the person who is integrated, not only prays to God, but considers the needs of those around her or him. The person who is integrated not only loves to read the law of the Lord, but seeks to live the law of the Lord. This is a difficult discipline to undertake, to recognize that our spirituality, our relationship with God, cannot be separated from our relationship with our neighbor, both those that we love and those that are strangers to us and those that are on the margins of society, and those that frighten us. Our relationship with God is tied up in our relationship with other human beings. This is a very earthy spirituality. And frankly, for a lot of people, it doesn't look very spiritual because it is so earthy. It is so right now. How are we walking with God in integrity? How are our Sunday morning words getting lived out in our Monday through Saturday lives? That's what I'm thinking about today. How am I embodying wholeness? How am I embodying being an integrated person who not only says religious words, but lives a religious life? Well, that's the challenge, isn't it? To remember in the moment by moment of living that how we live, how we match our behavior with our words, in those moments, that's how we give witness to our relationship with God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I give to you, my own peace I leave with you. Regard not our sins, but the faith of your church, and give to us the peace and unity of that heavenly city, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, now and forever. Amen."